wanted to talk today about a condition known as cerebral visual impairment, or CVI. It's linked to head injuries and possibly cerebral palsy in some cases. But what I want to talk about is the kind of assistive tech that might help such people. For instance, Microsoft's Access solutions will provide a user who struggles with covering a large amount of text with a bar, a window that will allow just a line or a few lines of text to be read. This would help. I also think too that in the world of assistive tech, we want to switch on all the buttons and have all the multi-sensory methods. But in CVI, which is a condition that is a blockage to integration between sight and hearing, that the method used should be one of knocking out one of those particular means in favour of another. And this can be variable according to the person that is doing this. So it's really important that you actually have different strategies for different situations. And the important point is to talk to the person with the condition and get them to tell you what they think is the best mode for them at the current moment. So what other tech could we use? Well, one of the problems that I actually face is one whereby the user is going to need to use spreadsheets. And therefore, when I came to look at the spreadsheets, and particularly for the accessibility options on them, there is nothing. And that is quite a surprise. So I've come up with a solution, a workaround that might actually help. We will use OneNote and import a spreadsheet into OneNote, thus reducing the amount of columns. We don't need 300 or 400 plus columns to look at. We just need a column of two or three lines, and two or three columns with two or three rows on them. So I'm going to try that with my client. So I will feedback about that on my next podcast. And I just want you to just say that sometimes solutions that need to be made to problems often have to be creatively worked around. There isn't always a solution on the shelf that will meet that need. And also to sum up, that the assumption that we should have as many sensory bells and whistles attached to our assistive technology might not be the best solution for a particular condition, i.e. CVI. So with that in mind, I will sign off for this week and hopefully feedback to you how the spreadsheet item got on the following week, and also some other areas of assistive tech that I would like to discuss. So I will sign off for now. Bye.